T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 1 hour to go here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you till noon. Then Rush Limbaugh takes over. And then 3 o'clock, it's Bowerly and Bella Via. So we are talking about the Fair to Play Act. That was the name of the bill passed in California, now being proposed in Albany. I was all for it until the amendment that says, oh, but colleges should also have to give 15% evenly to everyone. And text came in during the break. Colleges are businesses. They shouldn't be obligated to split profits with players. If players want to promote themselves and benefit off that, that is okay. I completely agree with the texter. The college is doing their part, giving those scholarships, giving them the room and board, giving them the meal pass. Those athletes are going to school absolutely free, and you all know how expensive that can be. But if they want to go out and sell their name, they want to go out and sell an autograph, put their name on the back of a jersey and benefit off that, I'm completely fine with it. The state of New York is completely fine with it. The NCAA has not commented on it yet, but I'd love to know what you think at 803-0930. And this just tragic story that keeps on breaking, it seems, every hour out of the west side of Buffalo, involving the 3 people from Florida whose kid was found a mile away from a burning car. The kid was found on a random person's porch, and two human remains of 2 people found in the burning car. That's what we know. We don't know if it was these people from Florida. We don't really know anything past that. But the Buffalo News is now reporting, and I just want to make sure the Buffalo News is reporting, that according to police sources, 2 kilos of cocaine found in the hotel where the missing Florida trio was staying, somewhere near the airport. Now, this is a tragic story, and more questions keep popping up, it seems, than answers, right? People in Florida, the grandparents of the grandparents of the child had no idea they were even in Florida. It seemed no one knew these people were traveling to Buffalo from Florida. The last contact, they were going shopping on Saturday. Well, Monday, they were here in Buffalo, and the interest level in this story nationally is starting to go up, and I'm asking you, where's your interest level at, and what kind of theories are you drawing to this story? I don't want to make light of what's a very tragic situation, and as Dan and Wes Seneca said, the one thing we can be thankful for is that someone had the mindset to get the child out of there and get them as far away as they could from the situation. But I want to know what you think of all of this. So we'll ask you that on top of the bill being passed in Albany. We'll start with Pete in Amherst this time. Pete, good morning.
Good morning. You talk about athletes getting compensated. You know, only the top universities would be able to do this. What about the mid-level colleges? How are they going to compensate? The revenue just isn't there.
Well, and that's the thing, Pete. And that's why I'm against the amendment, because that really isn't fair to schools like UB, to schools even lower than UB, like Buff State. However, I do agree that the players on those teams should be able to go out and make money on their own using...
And make pocket change doing that.
Exactly.
Star athletes are there.
Well, I mean, you look at...
Rams.
You look at Tyree last year. He could have probably gone out and gotten a few endorsements.
That's a difficult slope there. You know, once you make the pros, it's a different story. But just playing at a mid-level college, it's got to be tough to make any money doing something endorsements. You know, it's and also, I don't, you know, a lot of programs, if they have to compensate their athletes, they would drop the sports.
Oh, I agree. Right. If UB had to then say, we're going to take 15% of what we make, which in UB's case isn't the same number as Syracuse, yeah, it might force them to get rid of even more sports, if not their entire athletic department.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, it all deals with the bottom line. You know, the big programs, they're going to make money. And Alabama's, Clemson's, but the other schools, I don't see the revenue coming in. You know, you see stadiums on TV, they're a third full. You know, where's the money going to, where they got these universities going to print money? I just don't see that happening.
Pete, I hear what you're saying, man. Good point, good point. You have a good weekend. That's Pete in Amherst opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Well, to Pete's point, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, I do think this could work in favor of some state schools, especially UB, right? Say you have a player who is on the fence of going to the University of Central Florida or UB for football, okay? Now, I know that's a way out there example, but just hang with me here. If the player could come to Buffalo, be the star that they're recruited to be in a mid-level conference, and he could come here and make money off his name, go and do autograph sessions, put his name on a product or a company here in Buffalo, that might sway that athlete to come to Buffalo instead of Central Florida. Or if we look in the MAC, where I wish Buffalo would get out of, but right now they're in the MAC. You have a player who's up against the University of Ohio in UB. Well, that player might pick UB over Ohio just on the fact that if I make a name for myself, I could benefit off that in Buffalo. Right now, as the law stands, I couldn't in Ohio. So I think if you dig deeper into this bill, you could see benefits. You could see the pros and the cons, just like you can with everything. And again, this is the bill before the amendment. In my opinion, the amendment ruins the bill. As Pete said, that amendment could ruin some athletic departments, especially here in New York State. I mean, if you think about it, what schools is that bill targeting? It's targeting for football, Syracuse, and for basketball, possibly Syracuse, St. John's, UB. I mean, really, in New York State, it's not like we have a lot of powerhouse colleges here. So you have to look at that as well. Who's this bill targeting? What schools is this going after? But I think the original bill, the one that was modeled after the California bill, we could see positives. We could see that working out in Buffalo's favor and for the Syracuse fans out there in Syracuse's favor. But I'd like to know what you think. Do you think this is a completely awful idea, as some have? Or do you agree with me that the first part of this bill is good, but the amendment has to go? Or do you agree with Kevin Parker 100%? It's a great bill, and the amendment's necessary. Also, I want to know your interest level in the story of the Florida trio. It seems to be bringing more questions than answers. I'm asking, what's your interest level? And what are your theories that's going to happen? It seems to be playing out hour by hour. It's Joe Beamer on WBEN. It is Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Fridays are for Beamer. Just a reminder, next week I will not be in. Virginia Tech has a Friday night game, so I'll be on the road next Friday. But as always here on WBEN, it'll be entertaining programming as it always is. 803-0930. Two topics for you this hour. We're still talking about the Fair Pay to Play Act. That is the bill going through Albany right now that would allow players to benefit off their name, off autographs, off their likeness without the colleges taking away their scholarship or the NCAA saying, no, you can't play if you're going to make money off being an athlete. I think that bill, like I said, is great. It is the amendment. I am not so hot on. That's saying the school has to pay 15% of their revenue equally to all athletes at the university. So I want to know what you think. 803-0930. And also, this story that keeps breaking, it seems, every day. And it's a tragic story. Breaking on the west side of Buffalo with the Florida trio. The Buffalo News reporting that 2 kilos of cocaine found in a hotel where the Florida trio was staying across from the airport. So if you have, I want to know your interest level in this story. For me, it's, and I don't want to put light to a very tragic situation, but it's like a Dateline episode, right? I mean, I want to fast forward through the commercials and see what happens next. But unfortunately, because of how tragic it is, it's breaking day by day, and we're literally living in the middle of this Dateline. Like I said, if there's one bright spot, someone had the common decency to get that child out of the situation in as far away as they could. And for that, I think we should all be thankful that the child wasn't harmed and the child right now is in good hands. So your comments on Albany, your comments on the story happening, 803-0930. A familiar name here, Daryl in Medina. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. The deal with the kids in sports, I think, now if I'm not mistaken, you'll have to look it up. What'll happen, all right, like the guy from UB, if he would have been taking money, I got a feeling it would have negated if he had scholarships and that. I think that might have negated him. And also, if you start taking money for it, you become a professional, and that also may kick him out of the all of the drafts and that. It seems to me wasn't there somebody here in the last few years or something that had done something they should have, and they said, no, you can't get into the draft. I'm almost thinking it was.
Daryl, that doesn't ring a bell with me. I'll look it up at the commercial break, but you might have a point. I'm not sure.
That's why I'm saying I'm not sure, Joe, but it seems I have all this stupid stuff sticking in my head for some reason, and, you know, it may or may not be, you know, because there were certain things, and like you were saying, look at the amount of money they're getting. Most of these guys are on scholarships. And, you know, I mean, you know what it cost you for school. I put 2 kids through school, and I know how expensive that is. And my daughter got a scholarship, my son didn't, and we paid straight up for him. And, you know, the schools that my daughter went to, that was, you know, there was a lot of that scholarship helped out a whole lot, you know.
I hear you, Daryl. I hear. Hey, do you have a comment on the Florida trio?
It's very. Oh my gosh, you know this is getting scary. I mean, if that's how the stuff's being brought in and all that, oh boy, you know.
It just, like I said, it just seems there are more and more questions every day, and we are slowly getting answers, if any.
It's terrible. I mean, it's a terrible thing, you know. But that, now you sit there and you're like, yes. Oh, my Lord. I mean, it makes you not feel too safe at night. You know, you've got all this stuff going on, and then if that, what they did or whatever. I don't know if there was gunshot wounds in the fire back victims and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, boy, we need to, I don't know. Our world is, we're not, well, I'll put it this way. I'm glad I'm getting old, because I'll tell you, we're not leaving you kids any great world to have to deal with.
Well, Daryl, thank you for the call, man. You have a good weekend.
Okay, bud.
Daryl in Medina, opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Kevin in Amherst. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. What do you got for us this morning?
The NCAA issue with New York State, I don't see how that can work. As you said, there aren't a lot of big Division I schools here. Division II, Division III kids aren't going to see any money. I think from a Division I standpoint, I've looked at this a long time, and I know the NCAA makes a lot of money off these kids, and that's clearly unfair. I think, I don't know how this would work out completely, but I think the idea should be these kids, these star athletes, should copyright their names as soon as they decide what school they're going to go to. That way, nobody can earn any money off of them without their permission, and they are free and able to go out and earn whatever they want to because they've copyrighted their names, which I think is probably the best solution. I mean, my daughter is a D3 athlete here in New York State, and I don't see how small schools are gonna benefit any kids from this. I just think it's kind of a harebrained can of worms idea.
Yeah, I mean, I know how they want to copy California, but California's got a lot of big-time universities. As I said, I can only think of three schools that might actually have athletes that benefit off this bill getting passed.
Agreed, and I think the solution, you know, whether it's California or New York or anywhere, it's primarily going to be the D1 kids, you know. I would say if they copyright their names, it really makes the most sense to me. That way they can go out and earn as much as they want. If the NCAA wants to sell jerseys with their numbers or their names on the back, whatever the case may be, then they'll have to compensate the kids directly and just leave the schools out of it. Because obviously the schools use the money to grow their programs at all levels. It's just a huge, huge business. And the kids need to benefit some way, and I think if they took it upon themselves to copyright their names the way we, you know, a corporate logo or any other name, I think that would be in their best interest. As far as this local case goes, it gets more messed up by the day. I think these people got in over their heads with something that they found or they wanted to sell. They came up here and they crossed the wrong people. I think it's gang-related. Now that the drugs are involved, it would appear to me that they possibly got involved with the wrong people at the wrong time, and they paid the price for it. It's crazy. It's just totally nuts. And there's probably more out there than they know that they aren't telling us, just because they're trying to find out who did this.
Oh, Kevin, I believe that 100%. And I like the idea of copyrighting the names. I think more players should look into that. Kevin, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kevin in Amherst opens up a line at 803-0930. 1/2 hour to go here on the Friday show. Hope you're having as much fun as I am. Talking about the Fair Pay to Play Act. That is the outline for the bill being proposed in Albany right now. Taking your calls on that and also the tragic situation in the city of Buffalo with the Florida Trio. What's your interest level at? And what are your theories? 803-0930. More after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. About 24 minutes to go here, and then Rush Limbaugh's on. I know a lot of you can't wait for that moment. It is going to, I know I said this last hour, it is going to be such a beautiful end to the summer this weekend. I really hope you all have a chance to be outside, even if you're not going to the game Sunday, going somewhere where you can watch the game outside. I think this is going to be a great weekend to take advantage of that. This will be the first home opener I'm not going to in over a decade. But you know what? I'm not even that upset about it. I'm happy to spend it with friends and family and hopefully see the Bills go to 3-0. And we'll see. On the text line, tailgating is part of the football experience. One asks, is VTech any better than Panthers or Lions? I've never been to a Panthers or Lions tailgate. I want to say Virginia Tech is always a great tailgate, but that's pretty much all I can say if I'm understanding the question right. So 3930, talking about this bill in Albany that would allow players to sell their naming rights, to sell their name to Nike, to put on a jersey, to sign a few autographs and get paid for it, to endorse a product or a company and make money without the school kicking them off the team, taking away their scholarship, or the NCAA saying, yeah, you're suspended 4 games. In New York State, that would eliminate that. A similar bill going through California, waiting for the governor's signature. Now, in New York, they decided to add an amendment that, in my opinion, ruins the bill, that would make the schools pay 15% of the revenue to all athletes equally. And as Kevin said last segment, there's really no benefit to the smaller schools, the D2 and D3 athletes. This bill really seems focused at 2 or 3 schools, in my opinion. I'd love to know what you think at 803-0930. Also taking your calls on the Florida Trio situation on the west side of Buffalo, where it seems to get more and more tragic. Like I said, the bright spot is that the child was taken away from harm. Someone did at least have the common decency to save the child. And the Buffalo News reporting just an hour ago that 2 kilos of suspected cocaine was found in the hotel where the trio had stayed. 2 kilos equals about 4.4 pounds, according to the article. So we'll take your calls on that, your interest level, and any theories that you might have. As I said, it's a tragic situation. I'm not trying to make light of it, but it does seem like we are living a Dateline episode. Let's go to our good friend Terry in Texas. Terry, I believe your father's with us too today.
We're doing a three-way. This has got to be like breaking, you know, some sort of record on WBEN.
I love it. I love it. How's the weather down there in Texas?
It's awesome. I'm in a garage. It's beautiful out there. It's really, really nice, and really glad I got to see my boy after 14 years.
Well, I'm glad you're down there. You guys going to go out and watch the game on Sunday?
Absolutely. We haven't watched a game together in that period of time, and we're going to be glued to the TV. I believe we're going to Buffalo Wild Wings and try to get a reserve.
We're
going to
take it over.
Big TV.
Now,
bring a ping pong table in there and jump through it.
Now, well, I hope so. Terry, get the cell phone out and send us a video of you doing that.
Hey, I don't know if I really do it, but for you, I may.
Now, is Texas Tech home this weekend?
No, I don't even think they're playing, to be honest with you. I haven't seen nothing else. They're not on the board, but maybe the line changed or something. Maybe they were waiting to see, because I think the quarterback got hurt. So they were waiting to drop the line.
All right. Oh, I see. They have the week off before their big game against Oklahoma next week.
Yeah, they'll probably get rocked.
Oh.
Oklahoma got knocked out.
Great confidence. Hey, Terry, you live in college sports country down there. What do you think of this proposed bill that would let the players benefit off their likeness, sell the rights to their name, endorse products and companies, sell a few autographs?
No, that's the thing. Like, I mean, if I was a star athlete at a college and people were paying money for me to, you know, entertain them while I was, you know, performing or doing my whatever I do on the field, I mean, I would want to be paid for it. I don't think there's anything wrong with them getting paid for it. I understand that there's some things that are going to be wrong, but there's, you know, these kids are providing a service to the team, to the university, and I mean, I don't see anything wrong with them getting paid for it. They should. That's America's founder of capitalism, right? So, I mean.
But do you agree with me? Like, I definitely think they should be able to sell their likeness. I think they should benefit off being a star athlete. But I disagree with the amendment that the college should then throw in 15% and equally spread the revenue amongst all athletes.
No, I don't agree with that. That sounds like socialism. The better way to do it would be, hey, if the kid's a star, let them get paid. I mean, these people, you know, they're trying, they're putting their body out there, jeopardizing their health and everything like that to play football. They're trying to provide for their families, especially the star athletes whom I presume are intending to go to the NFL, something like that, and better their lives. I mean, there's nothing wrong with these people making money, you know, while they're doing what they're doing. You got people buying, there's people showing up to the stadium. You got people that are buying, you know, college football, video games, things like that. I mean, they should make money. The college is certainly making money. Whether or not they give them a scholarship, that money is irrelevant compared to the amount of money that they could generate for themselves based off their name and their production.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Terry, you've seen it. You look at these college stadiums and the additions they put on after going to a big bowl game. I can obviously reference Virginia Tech. When they went to the national championship in 99, I mean, it was an okay stadium, but nothing close to what it is now with the money they've brought in from their bowl game dominance and, let's be honest, from the ACC being dominant and making so many appearances with Clemson and that revenue sharing.
Well, even look at here, Lubbock, Texas, case in point would be Patrick Mahomes. You know how many people went to that stadium every single Sunday to watch Patrick Mahomes play football? And now he's like one of the best football players in the world, if not the, as far as, you know, I would put him up there with Brady or something like that. I mean, he's a star. He's showing what he's got. He's doing what he's doing. But he made it possible for Texas Tech, right up the street from me, 5 minutes, you know, who knows how much money they generated from people wanting to go and watch him.
Definitely, man. And, you know, you guys let Baker Mayfield transfer out. You should be that was a poor choice.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes over Baker Mayfield, man. I don't know. I'll take Patrick Mahomes every day of the week. Dad, what do you think, man? Where you at on this?
That's a good point, man. All right. Hey, you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. Terry, if you do go through that ping pong table, I definitely want the video on Monday, okay?
I probably won't because I'm classy. I know you can tell, but maybe.
Hey, guys, it was a pleasure talking to you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too, Joe.
All right. Opens up a line for you. We got one segment. We'll talk to Mark and hopefully you when we get back. It's Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you for about 9 more minutes. Then Rush Limbaugh will get in here and open line Friday. So, hey, I understand if you want to call Rush right now with these last 9 minutes, try to get on. That makes a lot of sense. 803-0930. Text on the board, I'm late joining the conversation. What does the NCAA say about all of this? The NCAA actually hasn't commented on the California bill or the proposed New York bill. So waiting for that NCAA comment. It'll be interesting to hear what they say because they have been very anti players benefiting off their name, to the point where they've put schools on probation, they've taken scholarships away. So it'll be interesting to see what their response is. Maybe not now, but if both bills, the California bill gets signed and the New York bill gets passed, it'll be interesting what the NCAA says, what kind of things open up maybe in other states. It'll be interesting to see the domino effect once this all takes place. I really hope that amendment gets taken out of this bill, but we will definitely see, because like I said, without the amendment, this bill, I think, would get bipartisan support and be passed and really would force a comment from the NCAA and might also force other states to look at it. It would also open up room for them to get the sports betting maybe passed. I don't know. That might be just a little selfish of me. Let's go to Mark in Buffalo. Mark, good morning.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing all right, Mark. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, I don't think these politicians have a clue. This is a pretty complicated situation. I'm a former Division I hockey player, and what people don't realize is most of these schools or the leagues have deals with the equipment companies, whether it be Adidas or CCM or Nike. That's number one. Those are huge deals, and I'm not saying in most cases it's not a money deal. It's just the equipment cost gets reduced. There may be some, you know, for Clemson, there might be a little money coming their way. That goes in one bucket. The other thing And here's where I think the most important piece is that a lot of people aren't thinking about is, number one, you can't – paying the athlete is going to be very difficult because the quarterback, you know, the first stringers, they're going to want some money. But the third and fourth stringer, what are they going to get, chump change? Secondly, that opens up the door for possible endorsements on a personal level if you're, you know, Drew Brees or somebody in college. But the issue, the real issue I think is going to come down is the NC, those athletes, in order to negotiate a deal, if I'm Drew Brees in college, you're going to need an agent. And there is no way that NCAA is going to allow college players to have agents brokering deals for them in college. The next step would be, you know, they're going to look to bargain the whole team as a union entity, and I think the schools are going to say, well, we'll have to pay tuition.
You know, Mark, I'm upset at myself that I didn't even think of that until you brought it up with 5 minutes left. An agent would definitely be needed, especially for the big star college athletes, to get the endorsements, to get the rights to the jersey. That's a whole nother can of worms.
If the NCAA was smart, they would throw an olive branch out there right now and say, hey, if the athlete, here's what we'll do. If you're, I'll use Drew Brees again in college, let them get 50-50 split on any of their jersey sales. But, you know, that doesn't help the guy in the third or fourth string, but it helps the guys on the top. I mean, there's too many pieces of the puzzle that I doubt a politician is going to figure this out.
Mark, not a bad point, man. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Jeff.
Mark in Buffalo, that is a whole nother, separate topic, because now an agent would have to be involved because these college kids aren't going to get the endorsements themselves probably. Or maybe if this law passes, I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen. Maybe if this law passes, the school hires someone to work with the athletes that will be looking for the endorsements, be looking to sell their naming rights. I mean, it would get very complicated. I think more complicated in California, where you have a lot bigger athletic, you know, a lot bigger sports programs like USC, UCLA, Stanford. I'm forgetting one in there, Cal. Oh my gosh, yeah, the one the state's named after. You've got at least four big-time schools in California. Even Fresno State has a reputable football program. So it would be very interesting to see what would happen to those in California when the bill gets signed. In New York, not as much. Like I said, for football, you're really talking Syracuse, maybe UB, and then for basketball, throw St. John's into the mix. But it'll be very interesting to see what happens if this bill passes. Like I said, just like the texter, I am very interested to see what the NCAA thinks about this. They've been very hush-hush. Another great text on the board. Football aside, college aside, even money aside, why the hell does New York State always have to shadow California? It's a great point. It seems no matter what California does, New York's like, yeah, we got to do it. And you know what? We're going to add one more thing. Like Terry says, it sounds a little socialistic. You're going to take this 15% and spread it evenly to every athlete. Even the athletes whose sports are taking money to be played. The sports that don't make any money. You're going to make the exact same as the sports that bring in all the money so you can play your sport. That's what happens at these D1 schools. You know, you have sports, and I hate to keep on going back to rowing, but you have rowing, cross country. Some of those sports don't bring in the money that football, basketball, even now baseball with the league channels having a contract. They're sports that are using those revenues to pay to be played, to pay to compete. If now you have to pay those athletes, it's even going to sink the school more or sink the revenue source even more to where they might just get rid of those certain sports. And you might really be talking about five or six sports: football, basketball, men's and women's, baseball, and maybe softball and field hockey. Who knows? But hey, this was a really interesting topic, Buffalo. I'm glad Glad you guys were on board today. I hope you have a great weekend. Hopefully your Friday's not too much longer. Like I said, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, a lot to do, which is so great about the new Buffalo. Every week, there seems there's more and more things to do, and especially this weekend, you're going to want to be outside, take in this weather, because in 2 or 3 weeks, I won't even say it, but you know what I'm thinking. So go out, enjoy it, enjoy yourselves. I hope it's a great weekend. As always, I'd like to say thank you to Tony Calegari for doing the job of two people every Friday. I can't even do the job of one person Monday through Thursday. So thanks to Tony for doing his job and my job on Friday. Thank you to Sandy for signing a 4-day-a-week contract so I can host on Fridays. And thank you, Tim Wenger, for trusting me to be on the microphone on Fridays and to fill in. Like I said, I won't be here next Friday, but I will be here Sunday for Hardline. Lynn Dixon will be with us starting at 10 a.m. Hope to talk to you then, Buffalo. Go Bills, go Bulls. We'll talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.